My basement is full of photographs of ballparks and baseball players. A couple of weeks ago, it was also full of water. Carlos Pena, one of the guys working for the company that helped us clean up after Hurricane Irene's departure, was not surprised to see the water. He was thrilled to see the baseball stuff. Though he never made the bigs, Carlos Pena told me he'd played minor league ball for a team in the Cleveland Indians organization over 20 years ago. I asked him if he'd quit baseball or if baseball had quit him. He smiled and shook his head.
No, believe it or not, I was doing pretty good. I was hitting 345 a year. And after the summer finished, I go back to the Dominican Republic. I ended a motorcycle accident, break my spine. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. It's unbelievable.
Carlos Pena tried coming back after he'd recovered. Didn't work out. But that disappointment didn't diminish his enthusiasm for baseball, perhaps because the game was part of his family's history. At the foot of my basement stairs, there's a framed magazine cover featuring my favorite ball player on the day he retired. Though that happened before Carlos was born, he knew about the man in the photo, courtesy of his father.
My father's an all-time baseball player.
So I understand, and you went around the corner here and saw a couple of the pictures that I have of Willie Mays, and that sparked some memories.
Yeah, my father faced Willie Mays, I think in the 70s, 60s. They traveled a team to the Dominican Republic with Juan Marichal, and my father was telling me a story about him facing then.
But I got to ask you the key question for somebody whose father pitched against Willie Mays. Did your father tell you how he did against Willie Mays?
My father said he struck him out once. Hey, Willie may hit a home run, then it's our bat.
The family connections to baseball now and then don't end there. Tony Pena, late a catcher with the Red Sox, among other teams, now a coach with the Yankees, is Carlos Pena's cousin. Carlos himself coaches in the Framingham, Massachusetts Little League. A couple of times a year, he takes groups of young players from the U.S. to the Dominican Republic and Haiti, where he distributes as many baseballs, bats, and gloves as he can collect from donors.
It's unbelievable how the kids playing baseball in there. Still today, you see kids in my country playing with water cap.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Bottle cap.
Bottle cap.
Try and hit with a broomstick.
Yeah, with a broomstick. It's fun. You know, kids learn.
Kids learn with the help of guys like Carlos Pena, whom I'd probably never have met if the basement I'd filled up with baseball photographs hadn't filled up with water. So, hey, Irene, good riddance, but thanks for that. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Harvard University, whose Harvard Extension School has online and on-campus courses for students around the world. extension.harvard.edu. And Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. This is NPR.
Jesus Villanueva of Moxie, Washington, learned to throw a rope in Jalisco, Mexico 30 years ago. He hadn't lassoed anything since then until last Wednesday when he heard Noya Dietz screaming that her dogs had been washed away in the flooded Rosa Irrigation Canal near which Villanueva was working. The concrete sides of the canal were too steep for the dogs, Fawn and Nia, to climb. They were in danger of drowning. Enter Villanueva with his rope. He lassoed each dog and pulled them both to safety. I was amazed, the grateful Ms. Dietz said. He just kind of came out of nowhere. There is no truth to the rumor that she next said, who was that masked man, since Jesus Villanueva was not wearing a mask.
Who could die, I all get along.